Thanks for calling White Fresh Turkey Farm. This is Sarah.
Hello.
How may I help you?
Hello, and welcome to the
Butterball Turkey Line.
Many new traditions have made their way to the Americas since the first Thanksgiving in 1621, but one tradition that has stayed the same is the Thanksgiving turkey. In fact, Old Tom even has his own hotline. Karen, an operator for Butterball, says people call from all over the world with questions that range in everything from how big of a turkey they should get, whether or not they should defrost their turkey in their electric blanket, to some that might be a little harder to answer.
A woman called me and asked me if she should invite her sister-in-law to dinner or not, and I had no answer for that one whatsoever. What do you say to that? I don't know, should you?
Karen says working on the hotline has provided her with more than recipes to enjoy. It has given her memories of people who have touched her life just by calling in for help. Her first Thanksgiving as an operator, she received a call from a group of soldiers' wives stationed abroad who were faced with the ordeal of preparing their very first Thanksgiving dinner.
Soldiers and newlywed wives trying to put together a turkey dinner. They had gotten a Butterball turkey, and they had been shipped all kinds of dry goods, you know, from their family to use, but the ladies themselves had never made Thanksgiving dinner. So they called us for some helping hands to talk them through how to prepare the turkey step by step. That was kind of cool. That's one of my favorite memories.
Craig from White Fresh Turkeys says that everyone has their own way of cooking their turkeys, but there is one rule that shouldn't be broken.
We just recommend you don't overcook them. We put a little pop-up timer in them and 180 degrees, and when it's done, they're done. A lot of people, if you go past that, then all you're doing is just drying your bird out.
He says that turkeys are smarter than chickens. They don't drown in the rain, and they make great pets. Whether you prefer to call in and speak to a live person, fancy chatting online, or just want to dive into social media for your answers, your bases are covered because as old Tom is, he's pretty savvy when it comes to social media. One thing for certain this holiday season, whether it's the first time you're preparing your holiday feast or you just want to bounce some ideas off of a seasoned chef, there is a cornucopia of hotlines to help you get it just right. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.
Instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep, counting your blessings.